It's Tuesday, March 19th, 2024, the first day of spring. Pretty cold for a lot of the country, but spring officially springs today. What's going on, friends? I know this is odd to have an episode today, but it's first thing in the afternoon with Kevin Mano. That's me. It's a very quick look at the top trending stories and things people are going to be talking about. I've realized that if I do want to bring the show back and do it regularly, it's going to have to be an even more streamlined, more efficient version. So here we go. All right, we always start with the top story, the biggest one out there, and it's been this for a couple of weeks. Just a lot of drama out of the royal family. First, King Charles is not dead. There were rumors yesterday that he passed away. Supposedly those were started by Russian media outlets and quickly spread, but the royal family has denied that. He was supposedly spotted leaving Windsor Castle this morning. I guess he's not doing great. He is pretty sick, but he's still with us. And Kate Middleton, who we haven't really heard from in months, she was supposedly spotted at a farm shop with Prince William over the weekend. Of course, conspiracy theorists say it's not actually Kate in this video that's circulating, but witnesses say that Kate looked, quote, happy, relaxed, and healthy. So who knows? Hopefully we actually hear from her soon. Despite lots and lots of rumors out there, it seems they are both alive. Let's go! Okay, all right, on to sports now. March Madness is really the biggest thing at the moment. The tournament has arrived. It all gets started this week. According to a new poll, the average March Madness fan is going to dedicate 36 hours to it this year. That's filling out brackets and watching the games and watching the highlights. 36 hours dedicated to the tournament. Another sports news, Sports Illustrated isn't going anywhere. The print version of their publication was in fear of dying, but the company just reached a new publishing deal, and the magazine will live to see another day. And lastly here, Caitlyn Jenner and Lamar Odom are starting a new podcast together. A couple former Kardashian spouses. It's called Keeping Up with Sports, and it's expected to drop in the coming weeks. All right, a few of the top entertainment stories. As of today, Ariana Grande and Dalton Gomez are officially divorced. It's over. Ariana has agreed to pay $1.25 million to Dalton. That's a lot of money. In other relationship news, it's being reported that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are on a romantic getaway in the Bahamas. In baby news, DJ and record producer David Guetta and his girlfriend Jessa just welcomed their first child together. Congratulations, guys. Baby name is Cyan. And lastly, Richard Simmons has been trending because he kind of scared everybody with a post on social media. He said, "I have some news to tell you. Please don't be sad. I am dying. Oh, I can see your faces now. The truth is, we are all dying." That caused quite a stir, so he then had to come back and apologize. He said, "Sorry, many of you gotten upset about my message. Even the press has gotten in touch with me. I am not dying." Lots of death hoaxes floating around right now, but Richard Simmons is fine. All right, on some movie and TV news now, we might have a new James Bond, Aaron Taylor Johnson. According to TMZ, he's been offered the role of James Bond. At first, I thought when I read the name, I thought it was the gal from Queen's Gambit, but no, Aaron Taylor Johnson, different than Anya Taylor-Joy. You might know him from the movie Bullet Train with Brad Pitt. He's got a new one coming, a Marvel movie called Kraven the Hunter. He's a ripped, handsome dude, and he might be our new Bond. Bill Hader is in the news. He just signed on to voice the Cat in the Hat in an upcoming movie. That's pretty cool. The previously stolen ruby slippers from The Wizard of Oz are going up for auction. You can buy them if you have tons and tons of money. Before they go up for auction, though, they're going to be a part of an international tour. So they're going to travel the globe so people can look at them and say, "I like those." On the TV side of things, Mr. Beast has a new competition series coming to Prime Video. Beast Games is the name of it. And it seems like it's going to have the biggest payout in TV competition history. Someone will be walking away from Beast Games with $5 million. Coming soon. All right, on to some music news now. I don't know if you saw this story over the weekend. It was everywhere. But Bruno Mars reportedly had racked up a $50 million gambling debt in Las Vegas. But now MGM Resorts are saying it's not true. Not true at all. He has no debt with him. Who knows what's really true, what's going on over there behind the scenes. But they're saying they're all square. The 2024 Lollapalooza lineup dropped today. It's a big festival every year in Chicago. It's in Grant Park right there on the water. It's really quite beautiful. I do love Lollapalooza. Yeah, August of this year, SZA's going to be out there. Tyler, the Creator, Blink-182, The Killers, Future and Metro Boomin, Hozier, Skrillex, Deftones, the list goes on. Renee Rapp, Vince Staples, Killer Mike, Benson Boone, Teddy Swims, tons of artists out there in Chicago this August. And lastly, here, the late Toby Keith is being inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. We just found out he's being inducted with singer John Anderson and a guitar player named James Burton. But apparently, when Toby passed away in February, he passed away one day before finding out about this this induction. So he didn't even know. He'll be inducted posthumously later this year. All right, lastly here, just a few additional headlines. It is primary day for a handful of states out there: Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio. If you're in one of those states, make sure you get out and vote if you haven't done so already. It's your civic duty. This is good news. Mackenzie Scott, the billionaire philanthropist, ex-wife of Jeff Bezos, she had a plan to give away $1 million to 250 different organizations. But now it turns out she's giving away $640 million to 361 organizations instead. So quite a bit more than originally planned. $640 million she's given away. A bunch of nonprofits are all getting $2 million, while 82 more organizations are receiving $1 million each. So a lot of good being done with a lot of money there. This is a sad one. The man that invented the karaoke machine just passed away. He was 100 years old. That's a nice long life. Do you have a karaoke song, a go-to? I do not like karaoke. I've probably done it once or twice in my entire life. But according to a study, the best karaoke song for people that can't sing is Sweet Caroline. If that's the one you had in your head, I'm sorry. According to the study, you cannot sing. Lastly here in food news, I did mention a minute ago that today's the first day of spring and a bunch of restaurants are handing out deals and freebies and stuff. Krispy Kreme just, they announced four new mini donut flavors. There's a bird's nest donut made with Cadbury mini eggs. There's strawberry egg donut. There's hatching chick donut and robin's egg donut. All of those are available today. And Dairy Queen, I know it's cold for a lot of us, but Dairy Queen is giving away free cones. One per customer, a small vanilla cone, free today at Dairy Queen in honor of spring.
The show is over now.
Okay, all right. Thank you for checking back in with me. I know these episodes are real infrequent right now. I'm hoping to bring it back more regularly, even if it's just a couple days a week. But soon. And yes, I do think they're going to be shorter, quicker episodes. Hope that's all right with y'all. But anyway, thank you for being here. Thank you for sticking with me. I'm going to figure this thing out, I promise, all right? I love you. Go have a great day. Happy spring!